The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. And with me today is Sandy Klott from Natural Health Cabin in Curryville, Missouri. Welcome.
Thank you, Amanda. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. I think I've been hounding you about this for a good year.
Yes. One of those bridges I had to cross, you know?
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you did, because you've got such a wealth of knowledge, and I absolutely love having conversations with you about all of the many things that you have gained so much knowledge about.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, all right, let's talk first off just a little bit of information about the cabin. So if someone wanted to come out and visit the cabin, what could they expect?
Well, they could walk in my door and find a very peaceful, solemn, calm place. So we are in a very rural community. It's outside my back door, actually, where I live. It's very natural oriented as far as everything inside is wood, as well as everything outside is wood. So you just feel the wonderful energy and vibration from everything that's involved with that.
I would so agree with that statement. I love it. Every time I walk in, it's very healing.
Yes,
it's very calming, very healing.
Thank you.
And, you know, having grown up in a rural setting myself, growing up in the country and down in Bon Terre, Missouri, it just feels like going home.
Yes, that's what everybody says. They want to live there. Anyone that comes to frequent it. Can we just live here?
I was just saying to Ellie, the station manager here, she was like, well, tell me about the Natural Health Cabin. And so I was telling her, and I said, honestly, Ellie, I could just live there. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I appreciate you, Amanda, and coming into my world last year. You are one of my A people God has sent to me. And anyone with health issues, connect with Amanda. She has such a network of information. Follow her and keep up with her activity, or try to if you can.
Oh, I love it. Thanks, Sandy. I really appreciate that. Yes. I'm so honored to be part of the team at the Natural Health Cabin. I love being the health coach and working with you there.
Yes, everyone has just admired you a great deal, and we look forward to you coming back in September.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about, so we're going to talk about today the seven reasons for disease or illness, right?
Yeah, correct, yes.
Kind of your approach at the Natural Health Cabin. So, yeah, let's start out with, you know, in our notes, you had said the world is cause and effect, and I'd love for you to share your thoughts on that.
Yes, well, through a physics specialist that came to me, he helped open my eyes to whatever there's a reason for, there's got to be a cause for that. And that's what I like to encourage everyone to grab a hold of and always keep in mind when they're dealing with their health, there's always a cause for any effect the body puts out. So our world is a cause and effect, and in that we have a great direction to start looking at certain areas.
And I'll tie in with that. You know, when I was going on my own healing journey, there was a moment where right before I started really working to empower myself and take my health back, I call it a God moment. I'm going to own that. But I kept feeling and hearing, really, almost like a whisper in the ear, you know, just that soft, beautiful, wonderful, small voice that we all have inside if we allow it to talk with us. And it was just saying, you know, our body's not meant to break down like this. My body was just falling apart. And I was like, it said, you know, you're beautifully and wonderfully made. Your body's designed to heal.
Great. Yes.
And that was such a mind-blowing kind of epiphany when I realized there were, you know, I believe that's true, and that there were so many other people out there in the world working in natural health that also believe that's true.
Sure.
Yeah, so a cause and effect relationship with our health, I think it's so important to take that approach.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And in that direction, that's where I attune to, there's only seven causes, seven reasons that we have a disease or ill health. And those seven causes really are a primary place that each and every one of us can start
Okay.
to focus on or look into.
So place number one to start for you, I think, is probably dehydration, right? Yes, we've talked about this a lot, and you offer several services to help with that. So talk to me about that.
Yes, dehydration is so crucial. We are electric. Our bodies are electric. And what's the best way to carry that electricity? Water. So in that, I do feature a water, waybackwater.com. Go there and start looking and listening. A wonderful scientific approach to water and its molecular design. I can just almost guarantee that anyone that is not on the way back is not fully hydrated. And so let's all go there and get our bodies hydrated so the electrical current can move things through in and out.
So the way back water basically breaks the, so the molecular structure of modern water is a little bit larger than it used to be because of all the things that we have in our water. Is that pretty much correct?
That's what I understand. It's called thermodynamics. Now, don't get me into science. I'm a mom. I'm a country girl. I can't tell you science. I'm sorry. But thermodynamics of the water has not allowed the molecular size of the molecules, the water we drink on Earth today, to absorb through our cells. And in the Wayback Water, it is designed to help break down that size of the molecule particles so the cells can actually absorb our water, our nutrients can get in, and the toxins can get out.
Absolutely. And so, like, on the cellular level, and I've had the pleasure of giving a talk on hydration at the cabin and talking about, you know, aquaporins, which are the way that water get into the access points into cells for the water. And yeah, if the molecule size is too large, the water can't properly hydrate at a cellular level. So Wayback Water helping with that. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Very correct, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so the other service that you offer colon hydrotherapy.
Yes, I am a hydrocolon therapist. I've had this certification now for 2 years. It's amazing when I jumped into the world of hydrocolon therapy, and just like I am a livestock owner, and it actually was my animals that brought me to this.
I wanted to know that backstory. I
so,
thought maybe.
We live with a bunch of oak trees, and as anyone handles cattle or horses, if you have acorns on the ground before frost, they're very toxic to the kidneys of the animal. And I've had that occasion with both my horses and my cattle. And at the time, it just kind of clicked with me. Toxic kidneys, maybe a blockage in the large or small intestine. Let's hydrate that area. An animal will go into very heavy sweat from the pain because the peristalsis movement has been blocked, or the kidneys are just really trying to shut down because it's such a high level of toxicity. So Sandy did some really unusual things out of the box, and those animals were all saved. And so it kind of brought me to the approach of start looking into Dr. Bernard Shaw's information about hydrocolon therapy and death begins in the colon, and let's get that area up and going, you know. So that's really what began my journey in that area.
Well, and it makes so much sense. You know, I was recently reading about, and I could tangent a million different ways on this, but, you know, reading about parasitic overload and lots of other things that we'll probably touch on here in a bit.
Sure.
But yeah, really reading about how people used to learn so much from their livestock, right? And it ultimately, we're all mammals.
Yes, yes.
You know, like
Yeah. They're electric, we're electric. So let's get the current going and get things cleaned out. Yes.
Yeah, it makes sense. All right. So talking about that, and then acid pH.
Acid pH, yes. That is where our disease and illness likes to stay. If our body's environment is at the proper pH level, the disease and illness will not reside there.
So our modern lifestyle leaves us very acidic through all of the, toxic low bit sugar and just processed food and lots of other things that we're taking in. We could really go a lot of directions with that raise, you know, give us an acidic pH.
That's correct. And again, being a farm girl, I used to be in the fertilizer seed business. And one of the crucial things for farmers to do is check your pH in your soil. When that pH level is out of kilter, you have not a crop, you know? Yeah. So the soil, we're electric, but I do feel we do come from the earth. We are of dirt. And when you put that pH level proper in the soil, your crop will thrive and grow the best bountiful crops it can. So we are the same way.
Makes a lot of sense. And you know, that's probably what's wrong with my garden at home. Sure. Thank you. This has been very helpful. I'm going to go.
Okay.
All right. Well, and so, okay, so normalizing acidic pH. So what are some of the recommendations you have on that?
Well, you know, dietary changes. Breathing. I've heard that even oxygen can come into the body very much higher through meditation, and breathing brings oxygen levels up higher. Of course, the Wayback Water helps you get your body back into the pH level of where it needs to be. And then dietary changes. You know, it's so interesting when you tell people, just drink lemon water for a while. They go, what? They're acid, you know? But it, God gave us those acidic fruits to help throw our acidity level back into the alkaline level and keep us balanced.
Right. So when we take in the lemon water, I tell a lot of my clients, you know, have some lemon water in the morning. You know, it's going to be good, but it'll stimulate liver enzymes that are alkalizing.
Sure.
So, yeah, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything that we need has been given to us.
That's it. You got to look it up. Look it up.
Yeah. So, all right. And then systemic inflammation.
Oh, my. This is a pretty deep issue, and I feel it's one of the main foundations that medical world puts labels on illness and disease. That too, if you start with your hydration and, you know, change your dietary areas, I feel the systemic elimination will happen. It has a lot to do with our nutrition areas, I think, as well. It's the normal reaction. As a farm girl, if there's something gone disarray, the body throws water to it. Let's flush this out of here. It's just a natural reaction for the body to do that, you know. So that inflammation is usually heat, and it's a process of the body getting in alignment through the electrical current so the stuff can get on out. Otherwise, it's like a stagnant pool. The water just holds and sits there, and we have not a very good environment for that, you know.
I never heard it explained that way, but that actually makes some sense. Yeah. I mean, I like the I have a book that I received for my wedding from one of my mentors at the University of Missouri St. Louis when I was teaching in the master's program for as a graduate teaching assistant there. And so she came to my wedding and she gave me this book, and it was called Wise Words and Country Ways. And she said, you know, there's a lot that we can learn from nature. There's wisdom from our elders. There's wisdom from agriculture and farming and all of these other things. It was a really cool little book. But yeah, there's wisdom in this.
There you go.
It's worked for ages.
That's it. And that's what I've heard a sentence not too long ago. It says, when things are no longer natural, let's go back to nature and find the answer. And I think that is just a foundational line that you can implement whenever you're trying to deal with your health.
Yeah. And so talking about chronic inflammation or systemic inflammation, you know, most people think of inflammation as being, you know, you twist your ankle, it swells.
Yes.
You know, you hit your knee really hard, it swells.
Right.
Inflammation.
Right.
Right. But really there's this chronic low-level underlying inflammation that is a different function of the immune system, right? And like you said, it's going in and it's, you know, it's centered around some kind of imbalance in the body, either from a food, an environmental toxin. It could be a lot of different triggers, you know, any kind of an underlying infection, bacterial, viral, et cetera, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a bit because you've just been to a very interesting conference on that. But yeah, so this inflammation, and it's very sneaky stuff. You know, it's things that you wouldn't suspect, right? Like that headache that keeps coming on that you don't really know why, or, you know, the stomach's just a little off, you know, or just these little things, rashes, things that, you know, it's like, oh, well, people just get that. Well, do they?
Yeah, no, they don't. There's always a cause and effect, you know. So what's the cause?
Yeah, what's the cause? Yeah. What's causing that inflammation? And realizing that that is a form of inflammation. It's just not the kind that we've been trained to think of.
Correct.
But 90% of diseases diagnosed are rooted in that chronic systemic inflammation. Mm-hmm. So if we can get to the bottom of what the trigger is, what's the cause, then we can take care of the effect.
There you go.
Makes sense. Yeah. So, all right, let's talk a little bit about pathogenic overload. So as a colon hydrotherapist, you probably see a fair amount of this, and you showed me some of the wonders that you have removed.
Yes. Well, you know, again, being around livestock and animals, you learn about this kind of thing. If a farmer's going to have a viable, profitable organization of having livestock, they have to address any kind of parasitic action that may be going on. And growing up around a large hog farm and cattle and a lot of pets too, you learn about the maneuvers or the manipulations of the parasites. The parasites can cause systemic inflammation as well. And I feel the two biggest detriments against human health are parasitic action and heavy metal overload. I think that's something that people should always have attention to and say, okay, it's time to let's rid the house of that, you know, and stuff. So, Parasites are interesting little critters.
Say the least, I've had some interesting experiences with, I'm going to put that out on Facebook and on the airways. Yeah, I had parasites.
There
that was a
you
thing.
Go. There you go.
Most people do.
Yes, most people do.
And, we're mammals.
Through hydrocolon therapy, of course, most of them are microscopic, but I have been visualized to see some of them as well. And again, around animals, you do that. Every spring of the year, I take care of all my cats, dogs, horses, cows, everything I have. I take the whole herd and put them through a program. And it's silly for any of us to think that one individual living in a house should have that approach. When you're in your same living environment, you wash your clothes together, you know, you're kissing on everybody. That's in a direction we all need to go. And the programs I promote at the cabin is we open up the colon, clean it out, invite the parasites to leave, get rid of the heavy metals, and then vamp up the liver and the kidneys, and you should be good to go. You should be good to go for the whole year.
It makes a lot of sense. And I was actually just seeing for a follow-up visit Dr. Simon Yu yesterday at Prevention and Healing, and he is a world-renowned expert in parasites, heavy metals, and candida. You're well familiar with his work.
Yes.
Yeah, so I saw him yesterday for my follow-up, and it's fascinating. He said he sees all kinds of diseases from cancer to basic autoimmunity to really just about anything can be triggered depending on where that genetic susceptibility is. That chronic inflammation can trigger that, and that inflammation can be triggered by that underlying parasitic infection. So it's so important to take care of that. And I want to go back to the wisdom of the country ways, right?
Uh-huh, okay.
So funny, because when I was dealing with all of my autoimmune diseases, never occurred to me in a million years that I might have a parasite. Mm. Never mentioned to me by any of my practitioners.
Sure.
Okay, my conventional practitioners, and God bless them, they were doing the best they could. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't something that they were taught. It was so foreign. And so I started going through this cleansing process, and then I started to notice some things, and I was like, holy moly, what's happening here? And so I looked into it myself, and I was like, oh my gosh, parasites might be real. I might have these. And so that's when I went and saw Dr. Simon Yu, and he was able to treat me, and it was life-changing. Like, energy level, my gray hairs reversed. Just the weirdest things happened after I got this treatment. It was completely life-changing, really opened my eyes. And so the funny thing about that is I went to have lunch with my great-grandma the next week. Now, I don't see her often. I should see her more, because I would be a much wiser human being if I did. But we were sitting there and talking, and she goes, what do you mean you don't do parasite treatment? You don't worm your kids? You don't worm yourself?
That's
And I was just like, what? And she goes, oh, yeah, she grew up on a farm. Mm-hmm. And she goes, yeah, we always did that. We did that a few times a year. That's just what you do. You go outside, you're going to pick up critters.
Yes.
You're a mammal,
yes,
just like your animals are. You need to take care of that. And it was mind-blowing to hear that from another human being, because it's such a different way of looking at things. But it's wise words and country ways.
Yeah, wise words. And I've learned a lot through the Amish. We live close to an Amish community, and they've helped me to see the calendars that they put out. March is full worm moon at the full moon season. So I encourage people to do this the first of the year. I mean, you can do it anytime, but the first of the year is a good time to just start with it, acclimate it, and say, yes, I'm going to do it. There's four stages. There's the larvae, the pupae, the egg, and the adult. And they're not going to hang around for an hour or two. They're in there. So it takes some process of moving them through. And even our infants, our little children in that, it doesn't hurt them one bit to have the right approach to take care of the parasitic action that may be going on with them as well.
Well, and I will say, for me, I've seen not only an improvement in physical symptoms, but mental clarity as well.
Yes.
And so, and I look at the mental illness epidemic, and there are many reasons for mental illness, so I am not sitting here and saying, well, everybody's got parasites. That's not what I'm saying.
Yes.
But what I am saying is that we need to start looking deeper at more natural causes and triggers for these types of illnesses, because we're missing a huge spectrum of possibilities.
Yeah.
And sometimes the simplest answer is the right one.
That's right. That's right.
So yeah, digging in on that and talking on that subject, I was recently, every month I try to just do some little cleansing things, right, and just incorporate more herbs in my diet and stuff. Check with your medical practitioner if you're listening and thinking about trying herbs. Of course, you want to be careful if you're on medications. There's certain other, situations where you might
Correct.
Want to watch out.
Yes.
They are medicine. Herbs are medicine.
Right.
But, I try to incorporate a lot of things into my diet and do some regular cleanses and stuff, just like the old timers used to do. Now I've learned from my great grandma. And around the full moon, right, is when you want to focus on that kind of activity.
Yes.
And I guess the term used to be lunacy.
Yes, that's it.
The people
it.
Got a little crazy around the full moon. And I was talking with her, and she said, yeah, you know, our cattle and stuff, they acted up more around that time of year, mm-hmm. or that time of the month.
Right.
They acted up around the full moon, and then that's how we could tell which ones needed treatment.
There you go.
Lunacy.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And there's so many different bits of vocabulary in the American language that are based in that kind of thing. You know, when we say a fluke, it's because a fluke can appear anywhere in the body. Mm-hmm. So, well, mm-hmm. it's just a fluke.
No.
So we need to realize that this stuff's real.
Sure.
There's basis. It's actually part of our vocabulary, and we've lost touch with the reality of this.
Yeah, that's very correct. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to step off my soapbox, and let's get back.
To the list.
Yeah. So, all right, emotional and energetic blockages.
Okay, boy, I'm pretty much have walked through that, and I think not an expert in any way whatsoever, but yet emotional energy is major with illness and disease. Over a year ago, it came to me, I had scarlet fever as a young child, and I really feel that was brought on due to emotional energy that was in my atmosphere at the time and all that. And it, a reflection that I had just really brought it very apparent is like, hit me in the face kind of thing. Well, there you go. You know, that's where the scarlet fever came from. I have introduced a new lady. She's coming again. She was here in the spring. Her name is CJ Putin. She is an EFT specialist. In my book, she goes to the bottom floor, tells us how EFT begins, where it's maneuvered throughout the body and in the way it's structured. She was actually trained by Dr. Larry Nims, who took his approach from Roger Callahan, one of the first, I feel, ground floor EFT technicians.
And EFT being emotional freedom technique, and it's a tapping method, basically. A lot of people refer to it as tapping. And the idea is essentially acupressure, right?
Correct.
Working along the energy lines of the body to release emotional blockages with a pattern of tapping motions and then usually also affirmations. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. And okay. It just helps you to really be able to focus and learn. And as we went through the first training course, CJ was here in May and she'll be back in the fall. But as we went through it, I love the way she explained, it's like a dance. You get two steps forward and you go back one, you know, and it's just that way. And that's the way it is with horse riding. When you ride a horse, it's like you give them what they need, but you don't let them take the whole thing. You know, you are always in charge when you're on the back of the horse. So it's the same kind of concept. You do, you get a base of the energy level that thought or process may be embedded in you, and you start working at it, and it will completely go away over time. Now, there are things that you can do to help gauge you as far as you're not really sure it's ready to go all the way at the time, and then you just wait. There is a procedure too as well. You put it in a box and sit it on the shelf, and you can go back to it another time, or you can really let things move on through. And I feel emotional freedom technique really is a benefit to all aspects of human health and anyone, even though like the class was going on and I had no concept of one thing, but some of my classmates brought something up and I thought, OMG, yes, there's something else that, you know, I never thought about. I had shoved it in the subconscious mind and it sit there. And then when it did appear, it was time to work on it. And we just was able to move it out on all three of us. So
that's one of the most wonderful things about group therapy too, right? Those group approaches.
Yes.
I love that because there's kind of borrowing from the group.
That's it.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, you all learn together,
right.
and things will shake up and come to light, percolate a little faster.
Yeah. And that's one of the interesting things of what I learned at the cabin, Amanda. Anybody that walks through my door, I know they were sent by God because it's a reflection of me. And okay, God, what am I to learn from this person today?
Mirroring.
I just love that. I love that.
It's tremendous. I can't tell you how many times in a week I'll learn from my practice is full right now, my one-on-one. And it's been so cool because I know every single one of those people, not only am I there to teach them and help them to grow, but they're helping me grow as well because there's always that mirroring aspect. Something comes up in conversation and it's like, note to self. Yeah, I need to relook at that, you know, for myself.
Yes.
It's just awesome.
That's the gift.
It is a gift.
Yes.
Yeah. It is totally a gift.
Yes.
Yeah. And so EFT. All right. So very cool. I know some people that has worked extraordinarily well with, and I know a few that they've also had to, because of trauma and the nature of it, a few people have also had to pair it with EMDR.
Mm-hmm.
I want to throw that out there. That's another type of therapy that's more specific to trauma, but I do feel there's a lot of benefit to EFT. There's something major to it. Yes. And it's actually, I'm in a few weeks, I'm having on an author and an expert on thought field therapy, so TFT, which is previous to EFT. EFT has basically taken what TFT did and make it more accessible so that anyone can do it. Very, very, very cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? And we are getting low on time, unfortunately. You and I could just talk all day.
We could. We've done it before.
We have done it before. Yeah, we have. So I want to touch on just real quickly. So environmental stress and dietary deficiencies are the other two things, the other of the seven reasons. So 30-second wrap up.
Environmental stress, you know, look, what is on your labels? What are you cleaning in your household? What are you putting in your washer? Oh my goodness, there's things out there that are nasty, nasty, nasty. What's in your living space? Any scent that's marketed. In fact, that's the major direction I got at the very beginning of this walk is God said, leave anything that's mass marketed and media driven alone. Don't touch it. And it just really resonated with me. Things with chemical based foundations, don't live in them. Do things that are different. There's all kinds of products and things available that I clean my house with water and Norwex rags, you know, and I use vinegar sometimes.
Yeah, vinegar. Yeah, and going back to those old great-grandma gave me those,
yes,
too.
Yes, so just anything, read labels. We all have to start reading our labels. Anything we put in us or against us, if it isn't really of nature, then leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Our bodies will absorb anything that touches that environment.
That's beautiful advice. One of the things that I say is when you look at a label, if you read a word and it doesn't make sense in your head immediately, if you don't know exactly what that is, can't picture it, it's not going to make sense in the body. So, well, shoot, we are out of time. But let everyone know how they can get in touch with you at the cabin so they can come and enjoy your wonderful services.
Oh, thank you. It's www.naturalhealthcabin.com. I have all kinds of different things to go up there and dance around with and just give you a look-see and then pick something out, and I'll visit with you over the phone anytime. My phone numbers are right there. So,
Sandy Cloud of the Natural Health Cabin in Curryville, Missouri, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate having you on.
Thank you, Amanda. You have a great day.
This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. For more information from me, find me online at amandalaplante.com or on facebook.com/getrealtoheal. You can listen to this and other episodes of Get Real to Heal at soundcloud.com/getrealtoheal and find me on Instagram at Get Real to Heal as well. For a free 30-minute consultation, reach out anytime, and my number is 314-583-6749, or again, find me at amandalaplante.com. Go make it a great day.